motherfucker.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, haha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio. One thing, please subscribe to my channel if you enjoy what I'm doing. Subscribing is 100% free. Also, one more thing, please leave a review on your preferred podcast service.
Henry Morgan, The Henry Morgan Show returns. This one is titled The Invention of Work. And it aired February 26, 1947.
Eversharp presents a joke.
On the Henry Morgan Show?
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic Injector Razors and Blades and famous Eversharp Precision Writing Instruments, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Vernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, everybody. Here's Morgan.
Anybody. Thank you. I've been worrying about the housing shortage, and I finally figured out the only answer to it. More houses. Or less people. Let Congress decide. Of course, Congress is under lots of pressure. There's the tenants lobby, the real estate lobby, the building lobby, where I've been living. Lots of people blame Congress for not solving the housing problem. That's not fair. Congress should be blamed for lots of things. But people still... Am I bothering you? I'll go away. The sad part is that people still ask, what's holding up the new houses? That's a very good question. In the old days, glue could be doing it. I don't know. In the old days, a groom would carry his bride over the threshold and a new home would be waiting for her. Nowadays, the groom carries the bride over the threshold and the parents are waiting for her. You remember years ago when Walt Disney made a wonderful picture on housing? The three little pigs? Well, the housing picture, if you remember. At first, the tenants were in trouble because of the meat shortage. They were it. Remember? Then two of the tenants were homeless because the ceilings were removed. Remember the picture at all? They had to move in with a relative. The guy with the brick house. This pig's house was protected by the OPIG. That's interesting. Well, America is still true to the traditions of its forefathers. When the Puritans landed, there were no houses, and we're carrying on that great tradition. So tonight, we dedicate our program to the finest group of people in the world, those poor unfortunates, America's landlords. We take you first to Washington. A congressional committee is having a hearing on housing. Finally. In the corridor outside, two landlords are building up their case. The only building they've done in years. And one says... Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, Pierpont. Evict any tenants today?
No, not in this weather. I'm waiting for a rainstorm.
I don't know how you get away with those evictions. Aren't you ever stopped by the OPA?
What's that?
That's the outfit that throws all the wrench in my building. I got even, though.
How?
This winter, I froze all the tenants.
You know, I had trouble with heat, too. During the coldest part of the winter, I had trouble with a furnace. Couldn't use coal.
What did you use?
Nothing. Anyway, that empty furnace came to good use.
How?
I rented it to a veteran.
Pierpont, do you charge the same rent for all your apartments?
No, I charge much more for the ones with modern improvements.
What modern improvements?
Doors and windows.
Tell me, do you have any empty apartments?
I have a beauty. 6 sunny rooms, 3 modern bathrooms, sunken living room, loveliest place you ever saw.
Why don't you rent it?
What, and make a tenant happy?
Tenants. There should be a way of getting rents without having any tenants.
Yeah.
What do you do when a tenant complains about pipes bursting and dangerous fire hazards?
Well, in that case, there's only one thing to do.
What?
I go to Florida.
You know, I've got one tenant who keeps complaining that his roof leaks. What should I do?
Charge him for an extra shower. Say, you know my 8-story house on Sunset Lane?
I thought it was 9 stories.
8. The roof caved in.
Any people hurt?
No. Just tenants. Say, what are we going to tell them at the committee hearing?
Well, you point out that our costs have gone up 5%, and we demand a 25% increase to meet it. Sounds fair if you say it fast.
Suppose they say our houses are 100% rented.
That's just the point. In 1939, they were only 60% rented. In 1940, 80%. In 1941, they were 100%. And since that time, 6 long years, it hasn't gone up even 1%.
Meanwhile, the Senate committee is in full swing, and the representative of the tenants is on the stand. We take you now to the Senate committee where Senator Magpie Magnolia and Senator Homer P. Dribble are conducting the investigation.
Senator Dribble!
Yeah, Senator Magnolia.
The housing shortage is pretty bad.
I see your point.
It's getting worse all the time.
I see your point.
And the people want you to do something about it.
I'll see you later.
Come back here, Dribble. We got to hear what this tenant fella has to say. Every American has the right to speak out. And until my bill passes, that's the way it's going to stay. Mr. Bevens?
Yes, Senator.
Tell us, what's your problem?
Well, we have 300 families living in our apartment house, and we're very unhappy.
Why?
There are only 5 apartments.
I'm trying to say, Bevens, that this is America, where old people get along. Native, foreign-born, Irish, Italian, Hungarians, all living together.
Yes, but do we have to live in one house?
Any other complaints, Bevens?
Well, I realize we're all in the same boat, but the boat is sinking.
Don't tell me. Tell Secretary of the Navy.
But, Senator, I thought Congress was going to appropriate enough money to build 1 million houses, like the one in this picture.
We did appropriate money.
Enough for 1 million houses to live in.
Live in? I thought the houses was going to be the same size they are in the picture.
Senator Dribble.
What?
You're an idiot.
I am?
Yeah.
This gets around Washington, I'm me.
Now, Bevens, let's understand each other. I want each veteran to have a home. We've been doing what we can. We've been putting up veterans' homes just as fast as they've been falling down. Now, you got any other questions?
One other thing, Senator. With the overcrowded conditions, landlords won't take families with children. And these people and their children have practically had to live outdoors.
That's in line with my policy. Give every American child his place in the sun.
But the overcrowding and slum conditions are planting the seeds of delinquency.
Don't tell me. Tell the Department of Agriculture. Investigation closed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the best groups in the country, the Golden Gate Quartet, and one of the oldest housing stories in the world.
Hello, my God's talking. Satisfied. On the ring and tie.
Children, stop still and listen to me. My God walked down by the briny sea. He beheld the evil of the sinful man. Declared that he would destroy the land. Well, he spoke to Noah. Then Noah stopped. He said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. I want you to build it good and strong. Build it 300 cubic long, about 50 high, 50 wide. I wanted to stand on a rain and tide.
Let's go, Noah. Hop, hey, hey. Hello, what? Oh, hop, hey.
Well, after God told Noah what to do, Noah began to cut and hew. The ringing of the hammer cried judgment. The singing of the saw cried sinner repent. 100 years he hammered and saw, building the ark by the grace of God. After the foundation was laid, 10 cubes and the ark was made. He called in the animals 2 by 2, the ox, the camel, and the kangaroo. Then he called in the fowls of the air, birds come flocking from everywhere. Called in Japheth, Ham, and a Sham. Then the God began to flood the land. He raised his hands to the heavens on a high. Out the sun and the moon from the sky. Showed the mountains and stirred the seas. Hitched the wind through his chariot wheel. Stepped on the land and he stood on the shore. And declared that time would be no more.
Hello, what? Hello, what? God's gonna ride on the rain and tide.
Eversharp is the company which makes the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor, which sells for $1.25 with plenty blades and changes blades automatically. Eversharp sponsors this program. We will now have a 3-second silence in their honor. Last week, a man made a very interesting test. This man took a certain razor and shaved one side of his face. He took another company's razor and shaved the other side. The left side came out smooth, clean, and perfectly magnificent. The right side was rough, ragged, and completely obnoxious. Now, because of business ethics, I can't tell you which razors he used. We will now have a 3-second silence in honor of the losing razor. We will now have a short cheer for the winning razor. Hooray. Too bad I can't mention either razor. However, nothing prevents me from reminding you that for $1.25, you can buy an Eversharp Chick Injector Razor in 20 blades for $1.25. I'm supposed to talk about Eversharp for a minute. I haven't quite filled a minute yet. We will now have a 3-second silence in honor of the minute I'm supposed to fill. Well, there we are. Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was looking through the paper the other day and saw a beautiful advertisement which you may have seen. It says, own your own home. Visit the Paradise Heaven Utopia Gardens development on gorgeous Lake Cosby. Free bus ride to property. If you buy a house, free bus ride back. Well, I know a bargain when I see one, so I took the bus out and had quite a talk with the salesman.
Well, Mr. Morgan, welcome to Paradise Heaven Utopia Gardens on gorgeous Lake Fosdick.
I thought you were coming out yesterday.
I started out yesterday.
Where did you leave from?
Times Square.
Yes. Well, isn't this a lovely little place? Only a stone's throw from the railroad station.
I don't throw stones, but I suppose it might amuse the children.
Well, I guess you'd like to ask some questions about the house, eh? You're allowed 3 questions, you know.
Well, I'm pretty much interested in the cellar. Could I see the cellar?
Well, unfortunately, the cellar is full of water at the moment. Rainy season, you know.
When's the dry season?
August 5th to August 7th.
Well, according to the ad, it said that these were colonial houses. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Colonial houses. And they built things right back in those days. By the way, Mr. Morgan, are you a veteran?
Yes, I am.
Good. That makes a difference of $500 in the price.
That's fine.
Sure, you'll never miss it. Your bonus check will take care of it.
Well, a lot of fun.
Say, I thought you said in your ad that these streets were paved.
Now, wait just a minute, Mr. Morgan. Here's how the ad went. 30 minutes from Times Square, paved street. Get it? Times Square, paved street.
One on me, all right, isn't it?
Tell you what, though. You want to pave the street in front of your house, you go right ahead. We won't stand in your way. That's the kind of people we are.
Very, very nice of you.
You're a veteran, huh?
Yeah.
Well, by George, we'll do even better than that. You want to put in your own sewage system, you do that, too. There's nothing too good for you boys.
Maybe my wife could do that. She likes to putter around the place.
Splendid. Well, now, shall we get down to business? You brought your checkbook, I presume.
I don't think I'll buy the house after all.
What? You mean you've been wasting my time?
Instead of buying the house, I think I'll just read your ads in the paper every week. You get so much more for your money that way.
Some months ago, Henry told a sort of a bedtime story with special music by Bernie Green. The story went over so well with Henry that tonight he'll tell it again. He does it in a moth-eaten Russian dialect, which he likes very much. Go ahead, Vladimir Morgan.
My dear children, each character in this story is represented by musical instrument. The name of story is Peter and the Landlord. The part of Peter is played by trumpets. Peter, a veteran, Peter is recently disconnected from the service. He is living in Brooklyn in a two-room apartment with mother, father, wife, two children, sister, uncle, brother, two cousins, and a boarder. In one room. In the other room is best friend, a police dog. In story, the dog is represented by police whistle. Incidentally, this is not ordinary police dog. He don't bark. He's a member of secret police. Also in story is landlord, represented by Cuba. Also in story is renting agent.
No good. He is represented by timpani in low register, clarinets in high register, and escaping gas in low register. Also in story is janitor.
No, we don't need janitor.
Include janitor out. No janitor. No, no janitor. Now, one day... You want janitor? All right. If that's the way you feel, let me hear, janitor.
I don't pick up no garbage after 5 o'clock.
Well, no. No, janitor. Too fresh. Now, one day, landlord comes to apartment.
He knocks on door. Oh, I didn't know they beat the bell. Landlord says,
tell me, is true you got leaving here 15 people and dog?
Peter says,
yes.
Landlord says, you got to move. Here I don't allow people. Peter gets sore. He shoots the landlord.
these stabs, landlord. He kicks downstairs, landlord. He hangs landlord to lamppost. But landlord says, here I don't allow people.
Oh, how Peter suffers. Must find apartment, but where? Renting agent, of course. So Peter goes for a walk to renting agent. But wait, where is police dog? Hello, doggy. So they're coming to renting agent. Agent says, both, you got references? Peter says, well, I was 4 years in army. I win good conduct medal. When I got back, he says, my old boss gave me nice letter. Not job back, but nice letter. Agent says, for you, I got apartment. Rent, $40. Sensational.
Only thing, you got to buy a few pieces furniture.
Black linoleum.
Used to be white.
Newly painted kitchen chair, 8 years old. Canvas army cut from 1917. All genuine antiques.
Besides, though, you get ironing board, washboard, clothespin, safety pins, iron pot, enamel pot, water glass, looking glass, and half box speak and span.
All free. Sounds bad? No, sounds good. How much? For you, special. $12,000. Down. Oh, how Peter suffers. He walks through street dejected. But, wait, where is dog? Hello, doggy. They walk together. Dog. But there is a sign, apartment to rent. Peter runs in, and there, sitting at the desk, is... Same agent. Agent says, in this building, I also have fine apartment. Care to look around? Peter says, yes. But why it says, on outside of building, condemned? Agent says, he used to live here, George condemned. Then agent says, now I show you special feature. Look, first I open manhole cover in floor. Now I open skylight in ceiling. You see what you got here? Cross ventilation. Then agent says, now let me show you the den. Keep that door closed. Well, agent says, what do you think? Peter scratches head and says, okay, how much? Agent says, $1 million. You got to buy the building. Now, Peter said. No. Sad. He walks down the street. Sad. Yes, much better. Don't forget dog. Hello, doggy. They walk. Look, that sign. What that sign says? It says, building materials for sale. And Peter thinks, why not? I could have my own. He rushes into office, runs over to boss. Agent again. But Peter cannot see agent. Peter says, where are you? Where you do business? Agent says, here I am under the counter. Agent says, what can I do for you? Peter says he wants to buy material so he can have his own. Agent says, of course, I sell you material. You want to build racetrack, nightclub, department store, pool room? Peter says, no, I just want to build tiny, little, small, cheap house. House to live in?
Oh, that agent, he told Peter good.
You know, this is practically end of story.
Say, where you think Peter is living today?
He is living in Brooklyn in two-room apartment with mother, father, wife, two children, sister, uncle, brother, two cousins, and a boarder. With police dog. Also, with landlord and renting agent.
Uncle Charlie.
Men, we agree with you 100%. Shaving is a nuisance. That's why we urge you to see and try the Eversharp Chic Injector Razor. It banishes forever your four biggest shaving nuisances. One, it reduces shaving time. Two, it helps avoid nasty nicks and cuts. Three, it ends the bother of cleaning your razor. Four, it eliminates the trouble of unwrapping and handling blades. To change blades, just insert the automatic blade changer. It changes blades just as fast as this. Listen. Hear that double click? A push, a pull, click, click, and you're shaving. Patented guard bar holds each whisker erect, ensures a closer, smoother, no-lick shave. And when cleaning your Eversharp Chic Injector, there's nothing to take apart. Just rinse, shake, and put away. Yes, it's 50% faster, 100% safer, 200% cleaner. So, for the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave, get an Eversharp Chic Injector Razor tomorrow. Only a dollar and a quarter, complete with 20 sharper, keener Eversharp Chic blades. There have been so many questions about housing and so few answers that we've asked the question man to appear with us tonight. He will explain some of the housing terms that have been puzzling our listeners. And here he is, the question man.
Good evening.
Our first question, sir, comes from Mr. R.G. of Buffalo, who writes, when an ad says that a house is centrally located, what does this mean?
This means that the house is located between two other houses.
And Mrs. G.H. of Albany wants to know, what is meant by OPA ceiling?
Nothing.
Mr. H.J. of Boston inquires, what is meant by the expression low-cost housing for veterans?
Haunted huts.
Our next letter is from Mr. C.M. of Medfield, who writes, when a newspaper ad reads, apartment for rent will redecorate, what does this mean?
This means that the newspaper is at least 6 years old.
Mrs. D.S. of Chicago writes, according to the real estate owners, what is a landlord's lobby?
A group of gentlemen who protect the best interests of the nation.
Mrs. D.S. continues, according to the real estate owners, what is a tenant's lobby?
An undisciplined mob of rabble.
Mr. T.L. of Baltimore writes, what is meant by accessible to stores, theaters, schools, and airports?
This means that the place is accessible to stores, theaters, and schools if you use the airport.
And our last question comes from Mr. S.E. of New York, who writes, where can I find a place to live? You have just heard the question man, brought to you every so often as a public service.
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic Injector Razors and Blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. There's a new experience in writing with the Eversharp CA-10. Its magic sphere rolls ink on dry, smoother, cleaner, easier, writes and writes without constant refilling nuisance. CA means Eversharp's exclusive capillary action cartridge. Try an Eversharp CA-10. Great pen value at $15. This is Charles Irving saying goodnight for Eversharp. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.